Good morning, October 2nd, 2012. It's 8:53 in the morning. I'm on a slightly different route this morning. I've already done a whole mile, and I need to make a quick loop here to give my talk and to finish out the 2 miles that I do every day. So the problem was that I left the house before my wife, and I asked her to leave the back door open, or I told her that I had left the back door open and that she could just close the garage door when she leaves. And of course, I got halfway around and realized I didn't actually check to see if the back door was unlocked before I left. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as a result, I took a shortcut back to the house to try to get back before she left, and then to minimize the damage if I had to call her back again. I called the house and there was no answer. So I checked, and not only was the back door left open, but she left the garage door open as well. So I had plenty of places to get back in that I didn't need. So the upshot is that I've got a kind of off-balance morning. I've already blown it several times this morning. It's one of those too many things going on at once days, I think. So today's task is to get the first 10 chapters of Zephyr's Call clean and ready for typeset, ready for format. I've got probably 5 of them done already, so it should be a short day. If I have time, I will. I'll actually go ahead, but I have an 11 o'clock appointment today, so I'll have to break off and perhaps come back and do some more this afternoon. But 10 chapters today, 10 chapters tomorrow, final chapters Thursday, format and layout on Friday, and pull the trigger Friday night so that Saturday the books will be available. That's the plan. We'll see if it works out. So, yeah. Also had to write a letter this morning, second letter, to get my rights reverted. This one will go without signature request and be effective on the date of delivery. So, you know, closing doors here as fast as I can. So South Coast will be at the end of the month. I need to get a cover artist, which reminds me, the big name artist that I was negotiating with, I'm perfectly willing to pay top dollar, but I'm not willing to be paying top dollar for an unlimited time. And what he requires is a weekly, bi-weekly paycheck. And what I require is a cover. So I'm willing to pay him the amount as long as there's a deadline. He's unwilling to commit to the deadline, so I think I have to walk away from him, go to my second choice, which is not a bad idea anyway. So yeah, it's a little disappointing, but I can't, the downside risk of getting 4 covers in, having $10,000 on the table, and then not having covers when I need them. That's not going to fly. And starting over again would not be an option. I would have to keep paying good money after bad in order to get the 6 covers that I need. So, yeah, I understand where he's coming from. I just can't operate like that. So, I don't think we can reach a meeting of the minds. He's actually cranked back the amount of work that he can do, and simply contracting for cover art by itself, and not cover art in the cover layout. I can do cover layout. But he still can't give me a deadline and give me a number that I can afford to pay, because he's not really into piecework. He's into hourly wage. And while I like to support the arts, I'm not exactly a patron of the arts. So yeah, I'm probably going to have to give this guy a pass, which is too bad because I like his art, but I don't like his art that much. So, I'm back on my normal path now after taking a shortcut through the woods. So today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter because unless this is actually another mile and plus, which is possible, so, because I don't have all that much time this morning to spend walking and talking. Because I really need to get back. I really need to get that file open. I really need to get the copy edits installed, plugged in. And I've got about 90 minutes to get that done before I have to leave for my appointment. Actually, less than that. Probably only about an hour by the time I get back and get settled. I still haven't had my breakfast. I'm starving. No, I'm not starving. I'm very hungry, but I'm not starving. Trying to be a little less hyperbolic and a little more realistic in my phrasing these days. I'm not starving. I'm a long way from starving. I am hungry. The 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day is not exactly... Well, actually it is. If I do it right, if I'm on top of it all day, it works out pretty well. But I'm 2 hours late. I really need to eat around 6 and get the bread and peanut butter working. And I didn't because I was busy writing another letter. I'll have to check and see if anything has changed, but my guess is no. I could try to re-deliver it, I suppose. There's an option for re-delivery on the post office site. I think perhaps the best thing is just to write the new one. Not waste any more time. So the plan at the moment, and I laid out my calendar yesterday. The plan at the moment is to get Zephyr's Call out by this weekend, which will free up a couple of weeks for me to work on South Coast and get a cover for that. and then publish South Coast at the end of the month. Now, it would make more sense if I were to reverse those and put Cypheria's Call out on Chauvin, but I've been dragging my feet so long now, I don't want to wait any longer. It'll be available for the witchy crowd on Halloween. It's close enough. The Paganistas will have it by then, even if it's not released on that day. And I feel bad because it was last year at this time that I was just publishing Ravenwood. It's like, oh, geez, I should have had this thing out months ago. But you know what? We do what we do. We take the lessons learned and we move on. And one of the lessons I've got to take and learn is time. I need to spend it more wisely. I need to spend less time frittering it away. Every day is a new opportunity to make progress, and there have been too many days lately where I've made none. So, yeah, I've got to get the backlist going. I've got to get the backlist working. I've got to finish getting the share books out, and then I can focus on getting the next books going. Ravenwood, Hermit of Lummis Wood, the sequel, because Cypheria's Call ends at a different place with different, with different characters almost. I'm probably going to start Hermit over again, even though I've got 20,000 words into it. I think I'm just going to set those aside and start over with the fresh perspectives that I've gained from writing Cypheria's Call. I really want to get this done so the trio is complete, so the trilogy has closure. And that will help people, I think, discover the book, because it won't be an incomplete series. Now, that's the other thing this guy wanted. He wasn't going to give me the layers. So if there was a typo, I had to go back to him to get the change. If there was a change in the back copy that I wanted to make, I would have to go to him to get it. That was another thing that's kind of problematic. Now, the other side of that, of course, is that I can take his PSD and his PDF file and bring it into GIMP and manipulate it that way, but if the font doesn't match, then I've got a problem. So anyway, yeah, it looks like I'm going to be doing a lot more work for these covers than I expected, but the downside is it's not going to cost me $20,000. So, yeah, I need to send him a note and say, you know, I thought it over. I really want good art, but I really can't afford this exposure. This thing is banging against my collar again. I hope not. After making the effort to make the extra mile so that I would have something to talk while I'm walking, I have some walk while I'm talking, it'd be kind of a pain if the file wasn't usable. I don't really know what happened the other day. That was very strange. It was almost as if the cord wasn't plugged in all the way. I hope it was, because I just pushed down on it and it snapped. So if this last bit is perfectly clear and the first bit isn't, then we'll know what the problem was. Anyway, so here I come back to the back again after a very short loop. How close am I on miles, I wonder? See if I can look without screwing things up. It's only 15 minutes on the talk counter, so today's going to be a bit short, which means this second mile may not actually be a full mile. I'll have the route plotted, if nothing else, but not exactly a useful itinerary for future references, I don't believe. Of course, I've let Endomondo run so many times after I've gotten home that my average lap time is like 45 minutes a mile, because I don't notice it for a couple hours after I sit down. And of course, the timer keeps ticking even though I don't move. And that kind of screws up the average, which is okay. I'm only using it for real-time feedback and not historical tracking, which is a significant difference. And here are the guys back collecting more water from the hydrant. I wonder what they do with this water. Every day, the city of Greeley has been out in front a couple times a day, filling a tanker truck. And I don't know why the hydrant in front of my house. There's others that they must have driven past to get here, but who knows? Maybe this is a low point in the system and they're flushing it out or something. Here I am, crossing the street. Going to the sidewalk.
Good morning.
Morning.
Take a walk every day, huh?
Every day. Every day. So, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.